What up, everybody? Welcome to episode 69. What up, everybody? Welcome to the Damn Dude Podcast. This is Sexy Ass Episode 69. Let the beat drop. Yeah. What up, everybody? Welcome to the Damn Dude Podcast. I'm your host, California Cal. This is some porn music. And welcome, guys. Welcome. This song, I just went on YouTube and typed porn music, and literally, I clicked the one that said it's called 80s porn music. So that's what we're listening to. I definitely don't own the rights to this shit. I definitely don't own the rights to this. This is on YouTube, and I just told you. Oh, it says Jay Greyhood presents 80s porn music volume 1. So that's what this is. It was uploaded 9 years ago on YouTube. It's got 1.7 million views. That's a lot. Who would have thought? So, again, this is episode 69. Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, California Cal. This is the place where we have the conversations that need to be had in a way that'll make you think and say, damn, dude.
Damn, dude.
We're here to help give an opportunity to, like, think a little bit differently, see a little bit differently, experience life, and just feel the value in life just a little bit differently. And one thing that I noticed this show is really for and is really about is for the information that's shared to be very self-evident for everybody. The type of shit to where when you hear it and if you don't believe it, go try it. And the result will tell you yourself. That's the type of like information and knowledge that I really love sharing and talking about. Because, damn, the porn music's a little loud. There you go. So, The things shared on this show are things that are actually practical and applicable to your real life. So you can actually stop and be like, all right, like, does this actually apply to my life? Like, is this really, does this work? You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of stuff I talk about has to do with thoughts and emotions and belief systems and putting an order to these things that seemingly just happen. And this is the thing, is our subconscious in life doesn't just happen. It was created in a and it was influenced and it was manipulated by its creations and the things that it's seen and heard and observed and been influenced by. And so that's, you know what I'm saying? So that's kind of trippy like that. So, what's going on, man? My phone's going crazy. So everything that we talk about, it's like you could go try this on, you know, things and tools that I've used to be able to get happier and to work through trauma and work through things that I didn't even realize were trauma and to release all the pains in my body. And essentially, to me, and I was talking to this with my homie in the sauna the other day, what up, Ali, shout out to you, brother. We're gonna have him on the show too. He's a sick ass motherfucker. Anyway, I don't know, just kind of talking about how, like, dude, like, all of the pains in our body are all stories that we hold on to, things that are unhealed and unresolved. So, you know, it's like, you know, I just got this pain in my ass. Or when it's like, this kid's being a pain in the ass. It's like, that doesn't mean that they're hurting your butt, you know what I mean, physically. Like, it means that it's like, I'm stressing out and it's causing this pain. It's an internal pain. And that internal pain is the shit that fucks you up, you know what I'm saying? So that's why we do this show. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I got love for all the motherfucking podcasts. Shout out to all the podcasts. I got love for you guys. I wish you the most success. I wish you guys the most consistency. I wish you guys fucking the best guests, chart-topping numbers, and this is the Damn Dude motherfucking podcast. We rep this shit hard, so that's what it is, and we're going to do this the way that we do it. So everybody, do your thing, because we're going to do our fucking thing. And if you're not doing your own thing, or you're not riding with somebody, or you're not riding with a good team who's, like, on some forward, positive, moving shit, like, that's what we're about here. So this podcast is for you if you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's a safe place to have thoughts and conversations and to think and talk about shit that people seemingly are scared to talk about and are afraid of. And we're all dealing with it. I'm gonna just look it up instead because I would rather do this full diligence. I want to give a shout out. I want to give a shout out to our fan, our homie, Miguel Luther King. What up, homie? Shout out to you, brother. He is just a suburban dude, man. Repping PHCA. Shout out to you, homie. What up? Why did I bring you up, bro? I just hella spaced on what I was talking about. Oh, got it. I know exactly what I was talking about. Shout out to you, homie, because he shared shared a post or something of ours on Instagram and was like, yo, this is like the most common sense podcast that I listen to. And I hella appreciate that. I hella appreciate the love, bro. That's a major compliment. And I definitely received that and I appreciate that. And that had me think because I was like, damn, like, that's a good point. This is very common sense. Like, I'm very logical and I like to think that my logic equals common sense. So it's like, look, dude. There's a lot of shit that we all, like, that we separate and it makes life hard. We make happiness different from our relationship, different from our job, different from our hobbies, different from our activities, different from the way we think, different from our spirituality, different from our relationships, different from our internal thoughts, different from our influences. It's like, nah, it's all the same. This is all one vessel. And that's what bugs me when fucking doctors or cancer researchers, stuff like that, they look at the body in this way, and I'm only saying this because I talked to somebody who's in it. I'm not gonna say too much. I'm gonna leave that one alone right now. But anyway, let's just say medical stuff in the United States. They separate the human body. They go, no, that's the skin. No, that's a different layer than where the cells and the blood flow. And this, it's like, no, motherfucker, it's all the same damn thing. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you don't. You know, that bugs me because it's like, that's like talking like a wheel isn't part of the car. Like, you know, it's like, it's definitely a part of the car. It's like, no, it's a wheel. Like, yes, it is a wheel and it needs to be treated like a wheel, but at the same time, it doesn't matter if the rest of the car don't fucking work. You know what I'm saying? And in order for the wheel to do its wheel, to be a wheel, the rest of the fucking wheels and the, you know, all the A-arms, the parts, the fucking CVs, the boots, the fucking, you know, solids or whatever you got, it all needs to be connected correctly. All your lines need to be correct. They need to be the right length. All this type of shit, right? And this applies whether you're lowering, lifting, hopping, fucking whatever, right? Stretching, whatever. So it's crazy that, like, they kind of separate it all. I'm kind of going off on a whole nother tangent, but one thing that I noticed is that we're kind of taking a turn here. I didn't even announce what the show was going to be about or nothing. We're just kind of jumping into it, man. Like, fuck it. I'm not going to announce this one. We're just going to keep rolling with it because it's kind of funner like that. And to do that at this point is kind of going backwards. So maybe I should. I don't know. We're going to talk about talking shit. We're going to talk about rediscovering the best version of yourself, being lost in a relationship, and how most motherfuckers aren't actually happy in their relationships, which is crazy. Most people aren't. It's going to talk about mistresses and believing in God and divine intervention. So I know that's kind of all over the place, but it all ties together. Like I said, like, I am organized chaos. Like, you know, the show always ties itself back together. And that's one thing I like to do is, like, we're verbally surfing here. That's what we're doing. That's how I feel my brain works. It's like, you know, you hop on the wave, you ride the fuck out of that one, you stop, and you're like, oh yeah, let's go paddle back out. And then we go back to that, and it's like, oh yeah, da 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 da, that point, this and that. Oh, look at this one. Boom, let's go. And that's how I see my topics. And by the end of the day, we're going to come back. We're going to meet up and we had a dope fucking session. You know what I'm saying?
Damn, dude.
So that's what we do here, but with words. It's like we have a fucking surf session for your brain. And I'm saying that because I'm growing more confidence. I'm remembering who I am. I'm remembering the person that I left off working on.
Damn, dude.
Meaning I got it. I was going big on just working on myself, right? And I've talked about what that actually means rather than just, oh, you got to go do inner work, you know? I'm like, nah, that's some bullshit. Like, what are you actually talking about? So I guess when I went to go and I learned meditation and I took personal development classes, I worked with, you know, I went to the jungles and worked with tribes people and in Peru as well as Hawaii. I've taken on very purposely unlearning and relearning everything I thought I knew about life and everything that I, and definitely everything I certainly knew about life. Whatever I certainly knew about life, I challenged the hardest and encouraged myself to put a new perspective on it. So spent the last few years doing all of that. And I got in my last relationship, and that was almost 6 years. And about halfway through is when I lost myself. Now, what do I mean by that? What does that actually mean? See, a lot of this is just words, and we let each other get away with just saying shit and not actually knowing what it means. Like, oh, I lost myself in a relationship. What does that mean? And people go, fuck. And then all of a sudden, personal responsibility starts getting taken. So I've realized that I lost myself, meaning my ex and I were on such a similar path when we met, in healing and in like perspective and belief just kind of the ways of like honoring life and living life, right? So we ended up kind of like, we just kind of ended up growing into different, or not growing in different directions, but like she had different stuff she needed to heal and work on than what I did. So it's kind of like it got to a point where it's like I needed to become a major support system for her. But then at the same time, I started losing my ability to be energetic, to be a good listener, to create new moments and new memories and fun times, because I was exhausted from work. I'm exhausted from this and that. It's like I need to regenerate myself to be able to be here for you. And at a certain point, I lost the regeneration for myself because I got so far behind, right? So then I started dwelling in my own shit, and then my own fucking depression and this and that just all started kicking in. And then like we became this pool of just unhappiness and arguing and bad examples for the kids. And it's just like, damn, like this isn't good, you know? So I say all that to say this, which is, I'm rediscovering that person that, like, because what, let me say this. When we got into that relationship, I didn't want a relationship. And not like saying, oh, she forced me or tricked me. Nah, it was more like I was definitely not looking for a relationship. I was just like, I'm good. I'm all about me right now. This and that. No girls. You know, I'm focusing on me. And, I don't know. There was just something so unique and special about her that I was just like, damn, like I couldn't help feeling for her, and that attraction happened, you know, and we're just digging each other like, damn, like you're fucking cool, you know? And for me, I'm a big thing. Like what's really attractive to me is when like and I guess like really attractive, not like all that sexy, but like, is when girl or I guess this goes either ways, but physical, like, getting into myself in a whole nother fucking topic, but like, I guess it's attractive to me when people can say things that I've never heard before. Like, you know what I'm saying? So especially if there's a girl, she's physically attractive, has that good end of that, you know, that good, like, sexual energy, chemistry, that femininity, that all that. I'm just like, ooh, like that. And is saying stuff that I've never heard before. I'm like, yo, what? Like, damn, I love when people blow my mind, you know, like, I love that. That's fucking cool. So like, so anyways, that's where I was at in my life when I got into the relationship, was I didn't really want one, but at the same time, I was like, yo, this girl's special. Like, this is crazy. So I took it serious, or we took it serious, I should say. And, so now I'm kind of like, oh shit, I fucking remember where I left off, dude, because I definitely acknowledge that I lost myself. I definitely acknowledge that I was like off course and all this shit. So I can definitely acknowledge where I left off at, because it's just like a fucking, like building a Lego set and you just, you know, you didn't complete it. And you're like, it's just, it doesn't look good until you complete it, obviously. So I'm sitting there with this like half built version of myself, like just, you know what I'm saying? Just incomplete, trying to do more and grow. And it's like, no, you need to finish but you need to work on yourself. And I get there's a lot of sexual innuendos that just happened in the past like minute or two. I let them go because I was trying to make a real point. Anyway, especially on episode 69. So why I was saying all that was to say this, which was that I'm about to start talking mad fucking shit again, dude. Like, like just in general, because you know what? I realize I'm a good person and I do great things for this community, and I'm a contribution to this planet. And that kind of buys me a little bit more freedom to talk some shit. And not in the sense of like, oh, fuck you, or I'm the shit. Not that type of talking shit. I'm just saying more expressing my opinions and things that I've learned. And not even, I don't like to, let me rephrase that. I don't necessarily like to express my opinions. I like to express things that I've learned. And when you go and you check it out, you're going to be like, oh, damn, he was right. Like, I'm not trying to say anything out there that's not going to come back as true. And otherwise, I will take responsibility for it and I'll put it where it belongs. Like, look, this is what I read on the internet. And then I'll say what it is. Because if you say, oh, this is the blah, 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 this is like that, this is like that, and this is how everybody's talking about the Barona Kairos, is like, it's this, it's that, it's this, it's that, it's this, that. It's like, no, if you just said, I read on the internet that it said, it was like, then you were speaking the truth. But when we start saying, no, 500 million people, this and that, oh, this the variant and blah, 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 like all this bullshit, like it's so fucking stupid because it's all misinterpreted and then it's told like it's a fact. And it's like, you can't tell misinterpretations as facts or opinions as facts because they're not facts. Like, that's simple. So I realized, I'm like, dude, I'm gonna fucking start talking my motherfucking shit because I'm here to be a contribution. And the more shit I talk, the more people know about me, the more you can fucking like me or not like me or whatever. That's fine. But I'm rediscovering the greatest version of myself that I was building. And now I'm actually able to sit in this body again and be like, whoa, I do need to take care of you. Whoa, I do need to feed you good. Whoa, I do need to sit here and visualize and practice envisioning the things that I want and the places I want to be and feel them, sit there with them for 10 minutes at a time every day, you know. And that's my goal. I just learned to do this today. It's like, dude, just practice at least 10 minutes every day. I already say three things I'm grateful for every morning and every night, and that's helped significantly and dramatically change my experience of life. So I'm like, dude, if I'm coming from a place of gratitude, discovery, and truth, I think I'm qualified to talk. I think that allows me to talk shit. I think that allows me to say my shit. And that's the thing, is I don't ever want to be painted as this perfect picture or nothing. It's like, no, I'm going to fucking say I'm going to do what I'm going to do. I'm going to smoke my weed. I'm going to talk my shit. I'm going to fucking tell dirty jokes. I'm going to say some racist shit here and there. Like, all out of love, you know what I'm saying? Not like actually racist stuff, but like to my homies and whatever. It's like, that's how we became friends, was because the difference in culture. And if we let these fucking pussy motherfuckers take over and let us stop having our jokes, if I can't make fun of my fucking Mexican homies for eating beans, or my white homies for eating fucking hot dogs, or my Asian homies for eating fucking rice, or my fucking black homies for eating fucking chitlins, like, then what the fuck, dude? Like, fuck you. You know what I'm saying? If we can't still joke about that, fuck you. Why the fuck not? My entire existence, I could not exist if it wasn't for racial difference. You know what I'm saying? My entire being and perspective and everything you guys could hear from me, it could not exist if it wasn't for difference in race and ethnicities. Like, I'm half Chinese and half Norwegian. Like, that's fucking weird. And that's tight, because that makes me me. And I'm like, holy shit, that's actually fucking dope. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, that's such a rare thing. I've never met anybody other than my little sister and my little brother, who are the exact same ethnicity as me. I have cousins who are half Chinese and half white, but the white is like different kinds of white and stuff. Like, I'm the only person I've met my ethnicity. And like I said, aside from my little sister, rest in peace, and my little brother. So, that means if I'm not allowed to make jokes about racial things, then I can't. That means I have to like choose purposely to be uncomfortable with myself. That means I can't analyze and wonder why the fuck. Oh, why do the Asians take their shoes off? Why do the white side of the family not? Why do they? And it's like, it's just these little things. And it's like, you if you're not questioning shit like that, then that means you're not being observant. And if you're not observing things, then that means you're not learning anything, and or you're not appreciating anything. And I think that's a major problem now too, is like, we freaking forgot how to appreciate. That's why you see me constantly on every fucking episode encouraging everybody, three things you're grateful for every morning, every night. Because the more we start being grateful and practicing gratitude and being appreciative, like, dude, I saw a meme earlier or yesterday or something that I shared, and it's like a picture of like this dude waking. It's basically like this dude waking up and getting ready to work. And he's like, fuck this at each stage, brushing his teeth, washing his face, tying his tie, you know, all these things, fuck this, how come, blah, blah, blah. I'm just like, dude, but the picture is of this guy fucking going through his morning, using running water, using soap, putting on clean clothes, putting on brand new fucking like fresh pressed clothes, putting on nice shoes to go to his job he hates, using hot water in the shower, sitting down and eating food that his fucking wife made, sitting down and having kids right there. Bro, you get to fucking leave it. You get to wake up and see your family and have running water, hot running water at that, that's clean. Are you fucking serious, bro? Like, fuck you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta be more appreciative. And if, oh, fuck this, I hate this, and you have running, hot running fucking water, what the fuck are you doing? You know what I'm saying? Like, this is why we got it all fucked up, and this is why I'm gonna start talking my shit, because this is my version of talking shit now. I used to talk shit, like actually talking shit about people back in the day, and I learned that some punk ass bitch shit. We're not here to do that. We're here to fucking enhance and enrich people's lives and grow and learn and be the best motherfuckers that we can be, because we need to put fucking positivity in our ears, or we're just gonna keep fucking failing. And these loud idiots on the internet and in the media are going to keep being popular and feeling like they're winning, because the truth is they're not. And the truth is, it's idiotic. And the truth is, it's completely illogical. This whole fucking demic we've got going on, I'm gonna call it, is I don't want to call it exactly a scam, but it's pretty much, there's some sort of trick to it. So I don't know if it's necessarily a scam per se, but there's some sort of trick. Somebody's benefiting off the mass amounts of people getting fucked. Now, as to who and what and how, it's all theoretical unless you actually saw it with your own motherfucking eyes. If you are not in that exact circle, I don't give a fuck what you have to say about it, because your opinion is as valid as mine and I can make up anything about it, just like somebody made up something about it that you're fucking spewing. So that's why I don't fucking deal with the news and politics and all this extra bullshit, because if you let me actually see, you know what I'm saying? I'm not that like, well, if you weren't there, I'd never, like, no, like, there's just shit when you ask like three questions. If you can ask one or two questions, maybe three, and all of a sudden the whole thing's debunked and everybody goes, you know, I don't know, then something is fucking going on. So what we finna do is, let's get some more porn music queued up here and, take a quick break real quick here, guys.
Damn, dude.
Damn, dude.
What up, everybody? Welcome back to the Porn Hour. This is 1985. Hairy bushes and... All right, sorry, guys. Woo! All right, that music was from George Bush's sister, actually, Harrietta Bush. Oh, shit. So, let's talk about that, huh? By the way, I've been seeing a meme floating around showing that women have chest hair. What the fuck? Bruh. What? What is going on in this world? Like, yeah, I get women do maintenance and yeah, like, cool, right? But like, you guys got chest hairs? Like, what? I don't know how to grow any fucking chest hair, dude. Like, how the I drink tap water and all that shit too. Like, what happened, bro? Like, fuck, man. Speaking of which, you guys realize that most people are not that happy in their relationships. And now, at the same time, the problem with most people is most people.
Damn, dude.
I love that phrase. But, you know, it's interesting because... I don't want to say this. See, this is something where it kind of is like I'm making it up, but at the same time, you can go and see this in real life.
Damn, dude.
And why I say that is because a lot of the ways that I am smart or intelligent is observational based. And so a lot of times it's like, where'd you learn that? And it's like, well, I saw it. I felt it. I witnessed it. I was there. It happened. I was a part of it. Like, so, and I know when you're like that and you don't have the papers to back it up, people are quick to write you off and be like, oh, this guy don't know shit. But what happened was I saw Joe Rogan is like, I'm a dumb motherfucker, but I see shit, you know, and it's like, I see that in myself where it's like, I'm not conventionally smart, but I am pretty damn smart. You know, it's just like, it depends what we're applying it to. Like, are we judging the fish's ability to climb the tree? You know what I'm saying? Like, so why I say that is because if you look at most people's relationships and you ask them about it and they talk about it, there's like this underlying like about it. Most people, and this, we're going to, I guess we're going to take the show kind of adult real quick here. Most people as adults, their sex life, or sorry, in his, let me reset. I want to make sure my words are like correct with this. So from what I've seen, many people in relationships as adults are unhappy in their relationships in many different types of ways. Now, what those ways are could be, or not could be, but, oh, I guess could be and are. Number one, the first thing is the sex life goes. And once that goes, everything else starts going. So this is a trip, dude. And I don't know how to feel about this or where to stand on it or... Oh, that just reminded me of something funny. There's a Snoop Dogg album where they're talking, they're interviewing the pimp guy, and he's like, they're like, how do you stand on marijuana? And he said, they asked me, how do you stand on marijuana? Very high, baby, very high. How do you stand on prostitution? I don't stand on it. I lay on it. Okay. Side note. Oh, by the way, Snoop Dogg album Top Dog, when he first went, when he went to No Limit, that is one of the best Snoop Dogg albums. That's the absolutely most underrated. Anyway, back to the point. So a lot of people are unhappy, and it's like the sex life goes, and that's because it's like kids, jobs, responsibilities, fucking. And then all of a sudden, like, comfort comes into play, too. It's like, fuck, now you've seen that person who's, like, this mysteriously perfect and clean, and nothing about them is gross or, you know, like nothing. Like, the bottom of their feet are clean. Like, that's the image you have. Like, wow, you know. Not that, no, feet are gross, by the way. I'm not a fan of feet. They're pretty nasty, but, that was really random. Oh, so that, no, that's my point though, is that like when you see somebody of the opposite sex or events, like, damn, they're so perfect. Like, I bet even the bottom of their feet are fucking like flawless, you know, that so that's where that comes from. Anyway. So that wears away because you see them wake up without makeup. You fucking see that they're in the bathroom for longer than like a minute or two, and then fucking, you know, like, you know, people have bad habits, or they left toothpaste in the sink, or there's fucking left the seat up, or all these little things that annoy, which kind of like are like ew to you, and that in turn kind of turns the whole sexual chemistry down major. Having kids is obviously gonna be another one, which is going to also do that majorly. So if you don't keep recreating that, the rest of these things are just going to keep fucking falling into that pit. And once that happens, it's like, then it's pretty fucking hard to climb out of, you know? So why am I talking about all this? Because this is so weird to me. And I heard this in old books, and I've heard this in pretty much anything old. Like, it was completely normal for people to have mistresses, like completely normal.
Damn, dude.
And this is weird because it's like in books and whatever, they'd be like, oh, the king's mistress, blah 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 blah, and nobody's fucking like, what are you, all that whore? Like, it's just like, oh yeah, the king's mistress, like, what? Like, but then also it's like women had would it be a mistress, I don't know, I'm just saying some weird shit. But so real shit though, like, so girls would have mistresses or a mistress or fucking a dude, right? A side motherfucker, right? A motherfucker on the side. So now it's kind of funny because now, like, oh, I got a side piece. That's like, there's like this, it's a very gross, like, community that speaks and is cool like that. It's like, ew, you know, it's like, oh, you guys are the grimy fools, like, that's nasty, you know. And then, but it's weird because back in the day, it was like only for like royalty and kings and high up people that they had mistresses and shit, you know? So if you think about it, it's like, well, what happened to that energy, that chemistry, that notion, you know? And like I said, it's like, I don't know where I really stand on this or what I think about it. Like, I'm not for cheating, but at the same time, I'm like, I'm not for people being unhappy. And it's kind of weird because I don't know, man. It's just like, it's such a weird thing, right? And marriage is such a weird thing, too. It's like, what does that actually mean? You know, a lot of people, they're like, oh, yeah, it's like we're going to get married, this, that. For me, I don't ever want to turn in my relationship to the fucking government. Like, I'm good, bro. Like, let's keep our relationship between us. We could do all the ceremonies. We could do all the parties. We could do all the whatever. But I ain't trying to have that fucking the government in our shit. You know, to me, it just doesn't make sense. You know, it's like if we break up, then not that that's the plan, but like, shit, whatever the fuck happens, you know what I'm saying? Like, why involve the government? Let's say even if we don't do anything, even if we stay together forever, why involve the government? I'm good, bro. Like, do the whole thing. Just don't involve the government. Why turn in that paper? There's no need. Tax this. Bro, fuck that, dude. That's not that fucking important. Anyway, so mistresses back in the day, that was like a hell of a thing, dude. Guys, girls, they all had them. Well, I mean, they all had them. That's a very big generalization, but it was like a thing. And that's so weird to me because I think about that now. Like, a lot of people who do step outside of their relationships, they like don't feel bad about it unless or until they get caught. And that's weird. That's so interesting. Like, I'm taking all of society's judgments and morality out of it. I'm just talking on the words that I'm saying. That's it. Like, we're taking all other ideas and notions out of this. It's very interesting that if you were to cheat and then you did it again and you did it again, you don't want to get caught, right? So this is where it's weird. It's like, so what do you do? What's the right way to handle that? How should people handle that? Now, what I've heard people say is like, look, well, that's where you just have to be honest with your partner. It's like, look, like, I want to have sex with other people. I'm at, like, or you know what I'm saying? Or something like that. Or like, look, this is getting boring, blah, blah, blah. Something. I don't know. I don't have the answers. I'm just saying shit that I've heard. So I don't know, man. This is the thing. It's like, I'm just questioning this whole thing because it's just really trippy to me because, like, I don't know, like, sex and sexual energy is such a weird thing because you can hella have sexual energy with somebody that you have nothing, where your brains and your beliefs are like, nope, you guys don't, like, that doesn't fucking cooperate, but the sexual energy and chemistry is like, you know, and that's so weird. So what I've learned before from reading is that, like, what to do if you're in a relationship. See, man. Okay, so I guess the answer is, like, you speak to your partner and you tell them, look, like, it's either, like, I want to get out of this or this is what I want to do. Or, you know, or if you're okay having it just stay secretive. I don't know. Is that, I mean, I guess it would be wrong because you made a commitment to that person. But at the same time, deals change, contracts change, fucking wording gets old, new opportunities happen, like, no compete clauses and all this shit. Like, think about all that, right? Like, shit that's supposed to be set in stone changes. Like, how you feel changes. And that's what's weird to me about the idea of staying with one person forever is, like, how fucking actually cool is that person to stay with them forever? and experience nobody else? Like, is their personality that uplifting? Are they that funny? Are they that caring? Are they that sweet? Are they that thoughtful? Are they that optimistic? Are they that, like encouraging? I might have just said that, but like supportive, all these things, right? Like, are they really that dope? Now, the answer is most of the times, no. Most average, on average, most people aren't that tight. Now, at the same time, there's a lot of beautiful people who are very cool. So, it's weird because back in the day, I'm thinking about it, it's like a king had his mistress and it was like the wife knew he had a mistress and it was kind of just like, don't let me know sort of thing. You know, and that's so weird. So it's like, this is strange and what trips me out is because, excuse me, if it were culturally acceptable for things to be that way, everybody would be down with it. But because whatever reason, through marketing and commercials and the idea of marriage and how we were sold it all and wedding rings and diamonds and how it was literally all from marketing that all of this exists is all commercials. That's the only reason marriage is romanticized the way it is. And it's so trippy, dude, because if let's say we take the romanticism out of it and we look at the facts and we look at real life is we are gonna fucking be interested in other people and all that, and like, or maybe not even other people in particular, but it's like more so shit gets old and we get fucking complacent and we stay there. So I think this is where we need to really start, and this is hard for me to say too, it's like we just need to start having more uncomfortable conversations with our partners and being more open about sex and mistresses and cheating and kind of like redefine it and put a new context on it, because a lot of people, there's large communities of people who think cheating is okay and have a different context of what cheating is. There's people in communities that live where it's like they share all their girlfriends and it's just like everything's open, and like these people exist in like, you know, like if you're thinking like, oh, like horror type of environments in the hood and type of shit. And also like wild, free hippie people in the jungles who are just like no attachment to nothing. She's not my property. I don't own her. I don't own her body. She's free to do whatever with whoever, wherever. It's not on me. If I'm upset, that's my own ego. And it's like, fuck, dude. Like I'm thinking like, damn, I can't even imagine like having a girl and being like, all right, like whoever can just. Yeah, man, I don't know, though, dude. I don't know. I really don't know. I've never been in that position. I don't know. I don't know. I'm trying to think, man. I wasn't ready to even go here with all this, but that whole idea and topic of mistresses is a trip, dude. And, like, it's weird that hella people want to have sex with other people, but, like, you're not allowed to, like, nobody's allowed to say it, and it's not allowed to even, like, get talked about, and it's, like, people have to, like, play all these weird games and do all these weird roundabout things to kind of, like, say what they want to say, and if you come up and just say what you want to say, you're fucking weird and you're a straight creep. But at the same time, if you do it right with tact, then you're kind of allowed to say what you want to say. So, I don't know. I don't know the answers, and it's, like, I don't know. What do you guys think about this? It's a very trippy thing. Like, and I'm talking, I'm highly encouraging anybody listening to step outside of what you already know about marriage, relationships, and everything, and come with this brand new context and standpoint where we take out everything that we've already known about it. And we're trying it on as if this is the way it's always been. Because what if it, like, Okay, I'll say this. So I've had instances where I don't even want to call it dating. Like, I guess dating this woman, and she was, separated. She was separated from her husband, right? Now, that was weird to me, but it was kind of like whatever. It wasn't serious or nothing, you know? And, like, I'm sitting there, like, this is fucking weird because I'm wondering, like, what happens when you go home? What happens this, that, you know? But at the same time, I kind of just shut it off. And I was like, well, fuck it. Like, I'm just living my rock star, you know, I'm living my rap star lifestyle. I don't give a fuck. Like, So it's weird. I don't know. I don't know, man. It's an interesting thing. I guess when you kind of... I don't know. It's interesting, dude. Like, I don't know what the right answer is, or if there even is one, or if there's something that's more educated than the next to apply to it, because that's a trip, dude. So it's like, where do you put your integrity, and where do you draw the line for having fun and honoring yourself and giving your body what it wants and desires and deserves, you know? And then where is self-control more important, and when, and, you know, why is your word to something that you said so many years ago worth so much? Are there new things that you've said and created to as powerfully as your relationship or marriage or whatever? Like, it's weird to me that people only create this huge level of commitment like once in their lives, and then they celebrate that they did that once like 30 years later.
Damn, dude.
It's kind of weird, right? I don't know, man. And then, like, when you talk to most guys, when their girl's not around, it's like, ah, fuck, finally. And that sucks. I'm like, I don't like that. I'm like, if you feel like that, you need to be out of that relationship. Or tell her, like, yo, like, we can do this home thing, but we need to do something. I don't know. You see what I'm saying? Being trapped and being stuck is not the answer. So... this is a tricky one for me, dude. I don't know where to put it. You know what I'm saying? I don't. Let's have all innuendos, whatever. I know. She's like, oh, I know where to put it. I'll tear your heart. Like them French fried potatoes. So what's also trippy, and this kind of makes sense, and this just hit me right now, is like, if you think about it, sex is what equals the creation of life. And the creation of life is of a godly thing, is of like, holy shit, you know? Creating life is crazy. Like, having babies is crazy. It's a fucking trip and a half. So it's kind of trippy, because it's like, if you look at it like, well, God or the universe or whatever, you know, let's just say God for easy understanding, puts the effect of either that child's life being what it is or isn't. So it's weird, because it's like, it's all part of God's plan and God's timing. So I asked this on Instagram the other day, do you believe in God? And I got 100% yes response from people. And it's crazy, because, and the next thing I had said after that was, well, if you do believe in God, everything's going to be perfectly fucking okay, because if you believe in him, if you believe in God, then that means this is all a part of God's plan. All the fuckery, all the dumb shit, it's all a part of his plan. Or her, or it, whatever. I don't like saying he. It's all a part of God's plan. So it's all a part of the structure and the perfect timing of it all. So it's all in perfect timing. If it's all in perfect timing, quit fucking tripping. Quit worrying the fuck about what anybody has to fucking think. Speak up. Say what the fuck you gotta say. All these loud fucking big dog internet poodles are just loud. We need to be out here eating steak while these fools eating noodles. That was from Afro Man, by the way. Little big dog internet poodle. I'm eating steak while you fools eating noodles. So yeah, man, like, we got to do what the fuck we want to do. We got to have fun. We got to take control of our lives, our body, our mind, and make sure we get what we want respectfully, and we honor ourselves and do things the best way possible. We'll revisit this, and let's fucking talk to some people about it or something. I don't know, man, because it's a very, very, very interesting and weird thing. But I think why the whole thing about sex and, sorry, but I think the whole thing about sex and sexual energy, it's because it has to do with the creation of life, and that's a big thing. So when you see somebody that you're like, ooh, damn, it's like you, it, the like, ooh, we're gonna fucking create some motherfucking life is like what is on a deeper level what's going on inside, you know? So it's kind of crazy when you find people and you're that chemistry is just like, but nobody's allowed to say anything due to the nature of your relationship or where you're at or whatever, right? Like, it's so trippy, dude. So trippy. So, yeah, man. It's a really fucking interesting episode. I feel like I kind of just left this with a big question rather than any answers, but that's fine because staying on the inquiry is what's important, and it's really what dictates if life is fucking fun or not. So stay on the inquiry, discover, think about what you want. Think about how it feels to have what you want. And I'm not just talking sex stuff. I'm talking like anything, any ideas. Picture yourself there, visualize it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, leave yourself hints to get yourself further ahead. Just like if you're trying to hit on a guy or a girl, like, you, like, same thing with success. You got to leave hints. You got to drop the clues. Like, you can't just blah, you know, like, nah, you gotta like be smart, you know what I'm saying? You gotta be mindful of yourself and your energy and all of that. So yeah, man. So I appreciate you guys. Much love to you guys. This is episode Sexy 69, and again, I'm your host, California Cal, representing the DDP, the Damn Dude Motherfucking Podcast. And appreciate you guys tuning in. Make sure you go like, share, leave a 5-star written review. Tell your friends, tell your mom, tell your dog, tell your uncle, tell your brother, tell your cousin, tell your nephew, tell the Pope, tell the fucking police, call the cops, all that shit. I'm gonna fuck, call the cops. So hope you guys have a beautiful day. Make sure you go follow us on Instagram at Damn Dude Podcast, as well as YouTube. I've been editing more videos, so we're going to start having them pop up more there soon as we get them queued up. And let's get ready to try and make this big move to get Brad motherfucking Lee on this podcast. We're aiming to get him on episode motherfucking 100. So yeah, I need you guys to help me hold me accountable. Let's make that fucking happen. Put the energy into the air and go bump some of that 80s porn music in your ear. Rooster Tail, take us out. That's at Rooster Tail Official, TALE. Have a beautiful day. Much love, everybody. Peace.
Damn, dude. I would love you.
Not me, not you. And the last one is you.